So we have to Rav Chisda, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom, I believe. Yeah, 7 lines in the bottom of Sama Gimel of Days. The Gemara just got bringing a Machlekes Rav and Rav Asi, whether if a father says he married off his daughter, then she's Mizana, would we give her skila or not? Rav said no. Rav Asi said yes. Rav said we only believe him that she's Mukadeshes for Isser, for everything else, but not enough to kill her. And Rav Asi says we believe her even to kill her. Rav Chisda says whether he identifies, whether he says he married his daughter off, whether she said she married herself off, in both cases, we would not give her skila. Means he agrees to Rav. Rav Chisda is in total agreement to Rav. I'm looking for Rashi. I think there's a Rashi that says that. No. No, but he agrees to Rav. Rav Chisda l'tamei. Rav Chisda said this elsewhere. Zotrashi l'tamei. The Amar ein la'av nema la'avrik saben li'anash apiv. The father cannot tell us the age of the son, that the son should get punished. Loi who? Not the father. The loi achar, not anybody else. Meaning no one, one person, can ascertain the kid's age in order that the kid should get punished. Let me explain. A father has belief about his kid. He's allowed to say his kid is the bechor. The Torah did give the father a right to identify things about his children. Question is, he can tell us his age. He can say, he's my son. He is 13 years old. Now, that makes a difference whether he's a gadol or not. So we're talking about a child that has shtei saris. But if the shtei saris are pre-13, it doesn't count. If the shtei saris are post-13, it counts. The father is the one that doesn't, we don't have a birth certificate. So the father is the one that's identifying that these shtei saris are post-13. Or, let's say, the father is saying, my son is 9 years old, and therefore he was mizana with a woman. The woman is an erva. She would get killed, even though her son is a katan. But at less than a 9-year-old, the bia is not called a bia. A 9-year-old, the Torah says, wherever we learn it out from is not pertinent now, that it's considered a bia. Or, my daughter is 3 years old. If somebody is mizana with his daughter, let's say he was mekabel kedusha for her, she's less than 3, it's not as nus. If it's more than 3, it is as nus. How do we know her age? The father. Is the father believed to say his age or not? The God be punishing people. People are going to be affected by the father identifying, informing us of the age. Neman le carbon. If it's a shogig, he would be believed to make people bring a carbon. Not his 9-year-old, not his 3-year-old, but the other party involved. The loyal makas, he would not be believed to give the person makas, but loyal anchen, and for sure not misa. Meaning, there would be no trust to trust him that we should give the guy makas for violating an erev or punish him even with misa if he was warned for that. Because we don't know that she's 3, and we don't know that the boy is 9. So we can't punish the other party based on the father telling us the age. This is Rav Chisda saying that even though the Torah gives nevanas to a father, it doesn't encompass a belief to be able to punish somebody based on his nevanas. Rashi, look, Rashi, the Tamei, Damar Ein Ha'av Neman La'av Zikzaben Li'on HaShapiv, is Bia Zabia, even Makayev, one of the Arayas Misa. Carbon, or a carbon if it's Bishagik. I think Kanabab Gimu, Bia Zabia, Lachayev, Labolah, the Erva, and she's an Erva. Follow for Misa. Right? Let's say a brother was Mizana with a young girl. If she's 3, the brother is Chayev Misa. That's not true because Bia is only Chorus, which would mean Makas. If she is less than 3, he's not high of anything. Or if she's an Ashes Ish, it would be a high shame of killing the guy. Right? So we don't trust the father for the age when it comes to punishment. Right? We would only give the person punishments if we have witnesses that tell us the age. But we'll trust him for a carbon, which, by the way, the Bikinish also, because bringing a carbon when not necessary is Chumun Bazara. But still, we trust the father. The Torah trusted the father. So that's Rav Chanan's Shita, that when the Torah believes a father, whether it's to say he married up his daughter, whether it's to say the age of his kid, it's believed for everything up to but not including punishments. This is Rav Chisda l'shitasei, that the Torah did not believe a person for punishments. Right. Now, right, exactly. Now, that's the Gemara, right? The Tanya Kavaz and Rav Chisda. But Rashi says clearly the only way we would know somebody is 3 or 9 is through witnesses. Tanya Kavaz and Rav Chisda, but he said, Ben Yitibu Shonam Yem Echad. Person says, my kid is Bar Mitzvah, and he has Shtei Saris. We know that. So therefore, the Shtei Saris means he's a Gadol. If we wouldn't know the age, the Shtei Saris by itself would not be a Raya. Or Bitsi Zebat should be Shonam Yem Echad, or my daughter is 12. Which means, again, the Shnei Saris make her into a Gdaila. So the Gemara says, Nema lehen Nedarim, believed for Nedarim, meaning if they make a Neder, it becomes banned, they offer something, Charamim, they donate something to Cherem, which is a way of donating to Hegdish, Legdashis, to make something Hegdish, Ula Rochen. They say they want to pay somebody's Erech, they would have to pay the Erech, the Torah set value. Again, we don't trust Dad when it comes to giving makas and einshim. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Ben Yud Gimu Abbas Yud Beis, Nedreim and Neder, Vegdesh and Hegdesh. The Indian einshim Shikala Mitzvahs, punishing them for any Avera, in Reviu Shtei Saras, Siminu, Rayim Gedeidam Lechol Dovers, if they eat Chazir, they would get Malkus. Avakaidim Lechay, Ein Nedreim Neder, Vein Vegdesh and Hegdesh. The truth is, a year before that, their netter is a netter, but that's only if they know who they're making netter for. But a regular person, we don't know if he knows if he's making a netter for, the netter doesn't count to his bar mitzvah. But Mavir Shnei Saris, Chayshish and Shemesh Shuma Baalmahim. Maybe it's a wart. Maybe it's not a simon of a godless if there's no agent together. They would not get punished for an avera. The Haramim. If they made a cherem, have a cherem with better kabayas, they have to give it to better kabayas. It's a way of donating to Hegdish. The guy wants to pay his Torah set value. Nerach, he's old enough that we listen to his Nadarim, Haramim, Hegdesh, Sarachim, because he's 13 or she is 12. Have a Leila Makas, Lahachnik, Sarasayim, Becheska, Simon, Locus, Lahanish. We don't trust the father enough that we should say the Shtei Saris is a simon to give Malkus and punishment. So Taisus here has a problem. So how in the world do we ever know if a person's a gadol if there's no Adam? Here's a boy walks in. How do we know he's a gadol? Shtei Saris is not a raya unless we know the age. Now people did not bring along a birth certificate, nor do they bring along two Adam to testify their age. So how can we ever assume that a guy is a gadol without two Adam? Here's a guy who goes, makes kedushin to a woman, right? Maybe he's 12. How do we know he's not 12? How do I know he's over bar mitzvah? So Taisa says, we look at the fact that he's the size, he's tall. He has a certain, he looks like an older boy. That's enough to say that his Shtei Saris happened, that he's considered a bar mitzvah. Meaning, there's no way we can get Adam and anybody that he's bar mitzvah. But if he's Higdul B'Kleimah, right, the guy looks a little bit older, he looks to us like a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. And therefore, we can rely on the fact that he's 13. But Achrayim struggle. In walks, they struggle. They don't struggle. I struggle. The Achrayim have a question. In walks a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. He's exactly 13 years old and 2 days. And they're looking for a minion, and he says, I'm Bar Mitzvah. How can you trust him? He's not Higdul B'Kleimah. You can't tell the difference in size, whether he's a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old. Looks the exact same size. He's 13 years old in 2 days. He's not carrying around his birth certificate. He comes in and he tells me I'm bar mitzvah. Now, we don't need Shtei Saris for minyan. It's drabanan. age is enough. We assume that he has Shtei Saras. How do we know age? There's no Adam, and the father is not them. How do we know? And first of all, a lot of kids walk in, the father's not even there. And walks in a kid, you're looking for a minion. You say, are you bar mitzvah? And he wears a hat and jacket. He says, I'm bar mitzvah. He's bar mitzvah. And even if he doesn't wear a hat and jacket, if he tells me he's 13, can we rely on him or not? So those Achrayim that want to say we cannot. There's a few Achrayim that want to say that. But the consensus of the Achrayim is that we do rely on them for two reasons. One, I would say, is more pertinent, and one is less pertinent. The Kapachayim says, because there's no pleasure in lying. What does he gain by telling us that he's bar mitzvah? He has no gain. So he counts as number 10. What is he, why should he lie for that? We ask him, are you bar mitzvah? And he says, yes. Why should he lie? What is he going to gain on the deal? That's what the Kapachayim says. So then you have to get involved. What if we ask him to daven for the Ramad, which kids enjoy, or give him an aliyah, which he might enjoy? So maybe that is a reason that he would lie. But the Reb Shlomo Zalman says that every kid is afraid that his lie will be exposed. Somebody might walk in and say, huh? You're bar mitzvah? You're not bar mitzvah yet. And therefore, no kid comes in and lies because he's afraid of, it's agnusa davidu laguye. It's things that we can find out about ultimately. And therefore, kids are automatically honest about their age when it comes to these things. And that's what we rely on. We have people walking in, the kid walking in, we ask him, he's bar mitzvah, he says yes. We count them to minyan. Nobody asked for his birth certificate. Nobody asked him to produce Adam. We trust him. We rely on these two svaras. Either there's no benefit to him to lie and say he's 13. What if he gained on the deal? Why should he lie? Nothing. There's nothing in it for him. And number two is, even if you get a time there that he gets an Ali or something, so there is something in him. You have a Shlomo Zalman svara. It's a milsa davidu laguye. Ultimately, it's very possible that we will find out he's a liar. And no kid wants to be exposed as a liar in public. And therefore, we believe him to say that he's 13 years old. That's the halacha
l'maaseh. Rabbi, isn't there a benefit for some 12-year-olds to feel like they're being counted? They feel like a man?
Not enough to lie. That's not a real benefit. You know, if you tell me, what I'm bothering me is if you can get an aliyah or an amad, that might be a benefit. But to be counted for that alone to lie, the Achrayim don't consider that as much of an incentive to lie.
I'm just thinking of the look on the face of a kid the first time he's actually 13 and counted in a minyan. The kid is
very proud. I mean, I like, again, as I said before, I'm more comfortable with Shlomo Zalman Svara. The kids are afraid they'll be exposed.
Yeah.
And therefore, they're not going to lie. Yeah, but then you can ask a question. You're in a foreign city, and a kid walks in, and you'll never see him again. You know, again, but that's the basics for it. We trust kids because they're afraid somebody's going to reveal that they're liars. Tyson says that we rely on their size. But that's what Tyson says. But that doesn't help us for a 13-year-old kid.
Can you hear me?
No, now I can hear you. What's the question?
Okay, two questions. One, I suppose an observation. Does anyone mention one of the aspects is the downside risk of what he's doing is not that great. So someone gets an aliyah as a cutting. It's not, you know, it's not a killer change.
True, but he wouldn't lie for that. I mean, the question is, can we count him for a minyan? I don't care about his aliyah. I'm not asking whether he can get an aliyah or not. My question is, can he count for a minyan? He told us he's 13. Do we trust him or not? That's the question.
Even Mr. Bird, seems a bit odd in terms of people, this whole thing, which I do not understand in the slightest, about putting a Sefer Torah in some kid's lap.
I can't hear you. You have to speak up.
There is this whole thing, even in Mr. Burr, about putting a Sefer Torah in a kid's lap. And
again, you're right. But that's not what some people say that. That since we can count him with the Sefer Torah, we can worship Mr. Worthy's 12. But again, I spoke out what Shlomo Zalman said, and that's it. I wasn't getting involved in more detail.
The other is, do any of the modern Poskim use, there's something the same as you take a baby in for normal developmental changes when they're, you know, 6 months old, there's also something known as Tanner stages, T-A-N-N-E-R, for anybody who wants to look it up, which you can tell there are other bodily changes which will have a, nafkamine I'll mention in a second, where you can tell the age of someone. Body hair development, beard development, in case of girls, breast development, all of these.
I didn't see anybody, again, I didn't, I'm not going to say nobody says anything. I can only tell you, Tysus asked the Kash, how can we ever trust a person for Kedushin? Tysus says we look at his size. Now, Chayna want to know, how can we tell 13-year-olds from 12? And with all your simanim of bodily, I don't think you can tell the difference between a guy that's a bar mitzvah for a week and not bar mitzvah yet. And that's the question. In comes a kid, says, I was bar mitzvah 2 weeks ago. How can we trust him? That's the question.
In the case of someone, I know someone who has a child with autoimmune alopecia. In other words, they not only have no hair, they will never have had hair. They don't have.
So that's a good question. That is a great question. What makes them a gadol? But that's not the sugya now, nor do I know the answer. Dr. Mishnah, right?
What'd you say?
Dr. Mishnah, I'm sorry.
I didn't. You're on a lousy speaker. I can't understand what you just said.
Okay. I said that. We're not talking now. It's a good question. What makes a kid that suffers from that a gadol? If he doesn't have state tzaras, I don't know the answer. Dr. Mishnah, Kedashti Esbiti. A guy says, I was Mekabel Kedushin for my daughter. Kedashti Esbiti. Or he says, I was Mekabel Kedushin, and I also got her get, meaning there was never Nisuin. She was an Arusa. And I received her get, so she's now a free girl. But Barhiktana. He says, I did it when she was a Ktana, and she's now a Ktana. Naman, he is believed. Because at this point, the Gemara is going to say why, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. We trust the father to say he married off his daughter. We even trust the father to say that he married her off and got and received her divorce. Why? We will see in the Gemara. Rashi, Gireshtiya. Gibalti as Gita, I accepted her get. Varihi Ktana, Dr. Rashi, Achshom Ksh'amar Le'akach. She's a Ktana when he said this. Nemon Le'bhaif Nemon, what difference does it make that he's believed in the second case? Le'bhaif Le'bhaif Akuno, because by believing him that he gave Kedushin and Gerushin, he's saying she can't marry a Kayan. So we trust him. Because if we wouldn't trust him, we would never know that she was married nor divorced. He told us she's married and divorced. We believe him, and she becomes pasul mekuna. Why? Again, there's no whys at this point. The Gemara is going to spend the whole Gemara discussing why. So we'll leave it up to the Gemara. Back to the Gemishnah. What happens if she's now over 12 and a half? And he tells us, I did the Kedushin and the Gerushin when I was in charge. But now he can't do it anymore. She's at an age that she's past his control. He's telling us that he did it 6 months ago. He did Kedushin, and 5 months ago, he received the get. Again, we're talking about Arusa. Is he believed now, in the first case, she was under his control, as he told us. In the second case, she's no longer under his control. Is he believed? Zokta Mishnah Eina Neman. He is not believed. What the difference is, whether he tells it to us when she's a Ktana or when she's a Gedayla, the Gemara will explain. We will leave it to the Gemara. Rashi, Rahi Gedayla, Mishagadla Amar Kring. He says it after she was a Gedayla. Gedayla here means 12 and a half. The Katnusa Layamar. Never told it to us. Here, Ktana and Gedayla is not 12, and 12 and over 12. Kana here means under 12 and a half, and Gdaila means over 12 and a half. Why we use Kana and Gdaila instead of Nara and Bagaris, I'm not sure, but that's what the Mishnah means. Eina Nema, the Grashi Mataris Likayan, he's not believed that she's a Grusha, and she can marry a Kayan. Nishbeth Upadisiya, what happens if he claims my daughter was captured by a guy, which makes her puzzle to a Kayan? And I redeemed her. She's 9 years old. He tells us a story that she was captured by a guy, and he redeemed her. So he's telling us that this girl is pasul l'kahuna. Beishik tana, beishik zayla. Whether he tells it to us when she's 9, or whether she's 12 and a half, einai neman. And the Gemara will explain that as well. Rashi, nishvas, hari psula l'kuna. This has nothing to do with Eish HaSish. He never married her up. She's a single girl who got captured by a guy. And we assumed that the guy had relationships with her, which makes her a zayna. And again, a zayna is not a reflection of morals and ethics. It is a physical fact. And therefore, she's possible that she's suffering zayna. We're not sure that they had a relationship. It's a fear. And she's possible lacuna. And the Gemara Mefarsh time, and the Gemara will explain why in some cases he's believed, and in some cases he's not believed. Fret the Gemara. Mashna Resha or Mashna Seifa. What's the difference between the case of the Resha, where he is believed when she's still a Ktana, and in the Seifa referring to two cases, both in the case when she's a Gdaila, and he claims that he did it as a Ktana, and also in the case when she's a Ktana, and he claims that she got captured and redeemed her. Why in those cases is he not believed? And in case number one, is he believed? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. And for the Gemara.
How does Rabbi know in the third case that she was a Katara? It just says his daughter. You don't know how old she is.
The Mishnah says.
What does it say?
Nishbis Abdithia, Ben Shik Tana, Ben Shik Zaila.
Doesn't matter then her age. What happens?
Correct.
Right, we don't know. Okay.
Huh. Exactly what I said. In the third case, it makes no difference. Exactly. In the first case, he's believed when she's a Ktana to say that he married her off. He's also believed that he received her divorce. In case number two, she's a Gdaila, and he says he married her off and received her divorce, and we ignore him. In the third case, he says she got captured and I redeemed her. We ignore him whether she's a Ktana or a Gdaila. Gemara wants to know what's the difference. Frek the Gemara, Mashna Reisha or Mashna Seifa? And for the Gemara, Reisha Biyadei, Seifa La Biyadei. In the Reisha, he could still do it now. He could marry her off and receive her divorce as we're talking. She's still under 12 and a half. Therefore, we believe him that he did it. But in the Seifa, she's over 12 and a half. Or, in the case of capturing, he cannot do it now, nor can he get her captured now, and therefore, it's out of his control. And if it's out of his control, we don't trust him. That's what the Gemara says now. Again, that's what the Gemara Svara is. In the case of the Reisha, when he's telling her that he married her off and he received a divorce, it's up to him to do it now. He could do it now. And since he has the ability to do it now, we believe him that he did it. Whereas in the next two cases, it's out of his control. And since it's not in his control, therefore we say he's not believed. Reisha biyadei Dr. Rashi. Ba'idei ketana biyadei legatsha. When he sees a ketana, he could do it now. L'achar to somebody else. L'achar to l'kavo getem eno to get a gift. To kufneman. The ma'alei l'shaker. Why should he lie? He by apostle. If let's say his goal is to make her pasul l'kuna, he could do it right now. So why shouldn't we believe him? He's saying, I did it. He could do it now, so we believe him. Once she's over 12 and a half, he does not have the ability to marry her off. But and he never has the ability to get her captured, like Gaila or like Tana. And therefore, he's not believed because it's not in his control. And he's not believed to tell us things that are out of his control. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, the Gemara is going to deal with this now for the next 15, 20 lines till the Gemara asks the question that really slugs up this whole Svara. So I'm going to speak out. I'm going to say the Gemara's final question, which will slug up this whole Svara, but the Gemara does not say it till later. And that is, the Gemara's question is, you can't marry your daughter off. You have to find somebody that wants to marry her. And for sure you can't get her divorced. The husband has to be willing to divorce her. So the concept that this is under his control is really not true. True, he has the halachic right to marry her off and the halachic right to receive her divorce, but it's not really under his control because he needs another party to do whatever he's saying he did. Somebody has to want to marry her, and the person has to want to divorce her. It's not under his control. But the Gemara at this point is satisfied by the fact that he has the halachic right, that the Gemara considers it as if he's in control. The Gemara is going to assume that for the next 15 lines till the Gemara changes its mind. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yadin Lasia Lachol. What do you mean he can't possibly lacuna? In the last case, he says she got captured and I redeemed her. What he's saying is she can't marry a kayan. Well, he could claim she's still a kana, right? He can claim I married her off to a cholo. A cholo is a kayan that's puzzle. His wife can never marry a kayan afterwards. Even if the husband would have died. So he could say, listen, believe me that she got captured because I could marry her off now to a cholo, which would ban her from kahuna for the rest of her life. Right? So it is b'yadai to ban her from kahuna. Rabbi Yadai lasi al cholo. He can ban her from kahuna for marrying her off to a cholo. So why are you telling me that it's not in his control when she's a katana, the pastor of the kuna? He can pastor her to kuna by saying that he married her up to a kayan, to a cholo. The pastor of the kuna, the trashy, Rabbi Yadid Shiktana, the hasil of cholo, who is a cholo, the noyled me amana lukain gadu, a kayan who's born from a illegal kuna marriage. Kain gadu married an amana, the child is a cholo. Kain hegit married a grusha, the child is a chol. The Amar, the Kama Beperi Basra, Amayni Mayavi, Kusi Nasu Chol, Mamzer Mitzvi Vadaimi. Any one of those people, somebody from Amay Mayav, Kusi, Gai, Nasun, Chol, Mamzer, Nasun is from the seven nations that were Megayer, Chol, Mamzer Mitzvi, Adaimi, Shabbat, Kahanis, Levi, Israelis, Paslu, they make her into a Zaina. So he can make, well, in this case, he makes her into Chalala. She'll never be able to marry a kayan or to eat truma if she's a bas kayan. So why are you telling me that it's not biyadai? He can make her puzzle the same way as if she were captured. So let him be believed to say that he captured her. That she got captured. And for the Gemara Halakasha, that's not a problem. Because if the story ben Yehuda, Dama ben Yisrael, Mikvatara v'chalolam. The destroyer of Yehuda, we're going to have it later on, about 5-6 weeks, that says that if a cholo marries a regular Yisraelis, the daughters are not halalim, and the wife is not a halala. That a bas Yisrael purifies halalas, and therefore he can't marry her to a cholo and ban her to kuna or to truma, because if she marries a cholo, she'll still be kosher. Because from the story of Yehuda said that a bas Yisrael does not become a halala by marrying a chol. She is a purifying mikvah for halala, meaning the children are not halalim, and she herself is not a halala. And therefore,
She can marry a Kohen? Can she marry a Kohen?
Who?
She can't marry, she herself can't marry a Kohen, though, can she?
Again, we're talking about a halala. Why is this woman again? Let's set up the case. Here's a kayan that walks in and says, it doesn't have to be a claim, but I picked a claim for a reason. Here's a kayan that walks in and said, my daughter got captured and I redeemed her. Therefore, she can never marry a kayan. And she can never eat truma because she's a zayna. The Gemara says, he's not believed because he can't get it done And since he can't get it done now, he's not believed to say it happened. That the Gemara, yes, he can get it done. He can marry her off to a chol, which will have the same effect in the woman. She will become possible for truma and kahuna. And therefore, why isn't he believed to say she got captured? He could get the same result right now if he wanted to. The Gemara answers, no, he cannot. Because if this girl would marry a cholo, she would not affect her in the least bit. That's what Rabbi Nisroel ben Yehuda says, that a girl that marries a cholo, even though the man is a husband, is a cholo. Rabbi Nisroel ben Yehuda disagrees with the statement we said before, that she would become pasul lekuna. Says, nope, she does not become pasul at all. She's a mikvah. She purifies her children and herself from being affected by her relationship with a cholo. Which, by the way, is not a forbidden relationship. A cholo can marry a bat yisrael. There's nothing wrong with that. Question is only whether she can now marry a kohen afterwards, or can her daughter marry a kohen. But everybody agrees that it's a legal marriage. So remember, the story of Ben Yehuda says that marrying a cholo for a bat yisrael has no consequences. She's as mutter to a kohen and to truma now as she was mutter before. Rashi. Are purifying mikvah for chalalim, which means the bas chol zocher kshera lekuna. If a chol marries a Israelis, his daughter is kosher to marry a kohen. She ishtay tara zarei. His wife purifies his children. Like even the bita kshera, since his daughter is kosher, a manasik kshera. His widow, meaning the woman that married the chol, would also be able to marry a kohen. The chol shat nice to be tight. Tonight's Amanasai. But as long as you can marry somebody's daughter, you can marry his widow. There's no way that he can make his tana possible from kahuna, because he can't marrying her off to a chol, which he can do now, is not going to possible from kahuna. So therefore, he's not believed to say that she was captured. Let me again try to stress what the Gemara is doing here. The Gemara is under the impression that the reason in the first case of the Mishnah is believed is because he can get it done right now. But in the case of capturing, he can't get it done right now. The Gemara's question is, he can get the same result right now. He can marry her off to a chol, and she'll be banned from kahuna and truma the rest of her life. So he can get the same result. And the Gemara's answer is, no, he can't, because marrying her to a chol will not affect her status at all. Whereas she's claiming she got captured, that does affect her status, and that he can't get done right now. Fet Rashi. He can marry her off to anybody and receive her divorce. She won't be able to marry a kohen. But why doesn't the Gemara ask that? Let him be believed to say she got captured, because if he wanted to possible her from kahuna, all he has to say is, I married her off and I received her divorce. She's possible from kahuna. And that he can do right now. She's still a ktana. We have a very simple question. Why doesn't the Gemara say, what do you mean it's not biyadai? He can't do it now. Yes, he can. He can marry her off, receive her divorce. She'll never be able to marry a kohen. So why isn't he believed to say she got captured, I redeemed her? It's the same result. She can't marry a kohen. So Trashi, there's a difference. If she's a bas kohen, getting divorced does not ban her from truma. She can go home and eat truma. Whereas getting captured passes her from truma. If she's a bas yisrael, there's no difference. He would be believed to say she got captured, because he can marry her off now and receive a divorce. It would have the same impact. But if she's a bas kohen and he says nishmas, he wants to ban her from truma, he can't get it done now. There's no way he can ban his daughter from truma under his control. He can marry her off, he can say she got divorced, right, and receive her divorce. She won't be able to marry a kohen, but she'll be able to eat truma. He's trying to say that she got captured, so we don't trust him. So Enochinami, at this point in the Gemara, if it was a bas yisrael and he claims she got captured, we believe him, because he could get the same result by saying, I married her off and I divorced her. And I received her divorce. Therefore, it is biyadai. So Enochinami, a bas yisrael, he would be believed in the last case. It's only by a bas kayan that he's not believed in the last case. And again, this is at this point in the Gemara. The Gemara would change its mind at the end of this whole thing. Frag the Gemara. Rabbi Yodel Lassiel LaMamzer. He can marry her off to a Mamzer, and then she'll never be able to eat Truma. Why are you telling me he can't get it done now? Again, this is all predicated on the fact that the Mishnah depends on whether he can get it done now. Well, he can get it done now. She's still 9 years old. He can marry her up to a mamzer, and she'll never be able to eat truma again in her life. So why don't we say he's believed to say she got captured? Dr. Gemara, Gerbaki, with that main condition, types of the Chayvelab. He can't marry her up like a mamzer, because Rabbi Kiva says there's no such marriage. He can't marry her up to mamzer, it won't work. And therefore, it's not biyadai. There's no valid way he can marry her up to mamzer. Rashi, habiyadai lasil a mamzer, the kaimelon kedushin types of b'chayvelav. We paskim that a person can make kedushin to a mamzer. It's illegal, but it's valid. Ubiyadaav lasil a bavera. The father could marry her off with sin, but to paskim not truma. So it is under his control. The Gemara's answer is, ain't kedushin types of b'chayvelav. He doesn't have the ability to marry her off, only to someone that would be valid. Where do we have Rabbi Akiva? We'll have him later on in the Perek. Now, if you remember, we've had this a number of times. In Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that Kedushin is not typhus b'chayv elavin, there are various opinions how far Rabbi Akiva took it. Did he say it by all Chayv Elavin, or did he only say it by Chayv Elavin that have nothing to do with Kahanim? How about a Kayan, a Mona marrying a Kayan Gadol, according to Rabbi Akiva? This is a Lav. If Rabbi Akiva said it by all Chayv Elavin, that means it would be an invalid marriage. If Rabbi Akiva only said it by Chayv Elavin of Yisroel, but not the ones of a Kayan, then he could marry an Amana off to a Kohen Gadol. So if his daughter is an Amana, he could always be believed to say she got captured. So if he wanted to, he could marry her off to the Kohen Gadol, and she would be banned for life from eating Truma. Now again, this is supposing that this guy could decide to marry her off to whoever he wants, as if he's in charge. So the Gemara's question is, why does the Mishnah say blanket statement that he's not believed? It's not true. He can get it done if she's an Amana, if his daughter is already a widow, by marrying her off to a Kohen Gadol, who, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to some opinions, Kedushin would work. So it is Biyadai. So why does the Mishnah say a blanket statement, Ein Anema? Practicing Gemara, Rabbi Yadda, Lassi Amana, Le Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Samoi. The Tanya, Rabbi Samoi, Yaim, Rabbi Samoi says, When I call Isa, Rabbi Akiva, Mamzer, Kutzma, Amana, Le Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Akiva makes all Chayv Elav Mamzer besides the Kahuna ones. Shari Amra Tayra La Yikach La Yichal. The Tayra said, do not marry her and don't make your kids Chalolim. So we learn now from their Chalulim Isa, Vein Isa Mamzerim. Rabbi Samoi says that the Pasuk is saying, if not Mamzerim, which happens when Kedushin doesn't work. So obviously the Tayra is telling me Kedushin does work. So why isn't that under his control? Again, this whole Gemara is supposing that the ability to marry her off is a given. Every father can marry his daughter off to whoever he wants to. So he could marry, if his daughter is an Amana, he could marry her off to a Kohen Gadol. If he does that, she wouldn't be able to eat Truma. So why isn't he believed to say she got captured? He can get the same result by marrying her off to a Kohen Gadol. Dr. Rashi. If she's an Amana, he can marry her off to Kohen Gadol, leave her to Kohen Shabakiva. The Abagat the Chayv Elavin, even though she's Chayv Elavin, made her Rebbe Kiva the Kedushin types of Leva. Rebbe Kiva agrees that Kedushin is typhus. Because to Samoi, Damar he said, Rebbe Kiva makes the baby a Mamzer and all Chayv Elavin. Except ain't Kedushin types of Mekhayv Elavim, hooking Amon al Kohen Gadol, besides that Amon al Kohen Gadol. Sha'am retire the Yikrach, Amon al Yikrach, the Samach Lev the Chal Zara B'Yamav. The next to it it says, do not make your skin a chol. The Mashma, Chalolim Oysa. If the result is only Chalolim, Shemachololim and Akuna, that they can never serve as a Kohen, Reina is a Mamzer. The Kivin the Ein of a Mamzer, if the Torah is revealing to me that the kid is not a Mamzer, Shmami Nasriya Le Kedushin types of Mechayv Elav Dekuna. It means Kedushin is typhus, Mechayv Elav Dekuna. The Ein Kedushin types in, Havi Avlad Mamzer. If Kedushin would not be typhus, the baby would be a Mamzer, it would not be Pirkin. Koshein le kedushin alav avad mamzer. As you learned in the Perek, that anybody that you don't have kedushin, the kid's a mamzer. So the fact that the Torah said the kid's not a mamzer, it shows the kedushin does work. So why is he not the yadai? He can marry a rav to klein gadol. Again, the difficult part of this gemara is the gemara is assuming that the father has marital rights to whoever he wants to. It's totally under his control. But that's what the gemara is assuming. And therefore, the gemara's question is, why isn't he believed to say she got captured? He can get the same result now by marrying her off to klein gadol. And for the gemara, Rabbi Shevav, the Amar Boyu Nitzalach HaYakiva B'Yosef, Rabbi Shevav says, let us scream at Rabbi Akiva. I'm a koshein lebi abisurav lad mamzer. He said any lab is a mamzer, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shevav, he does not have the ability to marry Rav to klein gadol because the kedushin doesn't work. Because he says the result is a mamzer, which means the kedushin didn't work. Rashi, Rabbi Shevav, masnitzin to Rabbi Shevav alivid Rabbi Akiva sfirlei. Our mission is going into Rabbi Shevav's opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Amar he said, "Boyu nitzavach al Akiva meYosef shemar bepsulim biYisrael." There's a lot of psulim in Yisrael. So I'm a koshein lebi in Yisrael. How about mamzer? Kol ish be Yisrael. She'ein be us and mutaris be isha. She'ovi alaha. Any yid that can't marry mchalav, the woman that he's living with, havlat she'gayelad ma'isa be a mamzer. Meaning, any illegal marriage of a lav makes a mamzer. And therefore, there's no way he can marry a rav ha'amana l'klein gadol. It wouldn't work. There would be no kedushin because you see the kid's a mamzer, which means there was no kedushin according to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, it's not in his control to passel her from truma. He cannot marry off Hamana l'klein gadol. It wouldn't work. Now that brings the question whether Rabbi Shevav said it, including chai v'aseh. There are two people that a woman can't marry because it's an iser aseh. The Torah said, marry a third generation mitzri and a third generation adami. The inference is not the first two. Would Rabbi Akiva hold kedushin work there or not? Is he just arguing with Rabbi Samoyin and says Rabbi Akiva said all lava and it's not there's no kedushin, but chai v'aseh there is, or is Rabbi Akiva saying even chai v'aseh there's not? That's the machloekis how to learn Rabbi Sheva. Now, if you learn that chai v'aseh there is kedushin, then the father has the ability to marry her off to a mitzri or to an adami, where kedushin would work, and she would become possible with truma. So why are you telling me it's out of its control? It is in its control. Dr. Gemara, Hanichel Rabbi Shevav, Itayma de Nafshin Kama. It makes sense that Rabbi Shevav is saying his own sentence, meaning all be any iser, whether it's lav or whether it's an assay, kedushin doesn't work. So then he has no ability to marry her up to anybody that would pass over from Truma. He was only arguing about Chai V'Lav and of Kahuna. He's just coming to exclude Rav Samoy. He does have the ability to marry her up to Chai V'Aseh. So we're back to the question. Why isn't he believed to say she got captured? He could get the same result by marrying her up to a mitzri, where it would be a valid marriage. Illegal, but valid. So why isn't he believed? And for the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi, the Tisbara, how do you understand this whole thing? Is he believed to say he married her and received her divorce because he could do it now? Granted that he can marry her off, does he have any control about whether she gets divorced? If a husband says, I don't want to marry her, does he have the ability to marry his daughter off against her will? Meaning, against the guy's will? Don't you need another party? Not the other. Nobody has control to marry his daughter off. If somebody wants to marry her, then he can marry her off. He can't do it now. Who says he'll find a husband? The Gemara makes it sound like the father could just say, okay, I'll marry her off right now and I'll get her divorced. Excuse me. Not only can't you be in charge of the divorce, you're really not even in charge of the marriage. You need an agreement of somebody to marry her. So that's not the reason that the Reish is believed. You can't tell me he's believed to say, I married her off and I received a divorce because he can get it done now. He can't get it done now. He can get anything done now. He needs other people involved. That's not called biyadai. Biyadai means when he's totally in charge, like we had last week, you could harvest truma. That's miyadai. This is not miyadai. Look, Rashi. The Rashi of Yishevav, Masnifsen, we did that Rashi. Panich in time of the Nafshe Kamer, Lav Vavukim with the Rosamari Lechudei Asa Lafugi. Asi. Lafugi Achai V'Lav Dekunu Lechudayu. He's not coming just to argue about whether Chai V'Lav and the Kuhuna. Eleklav, who is a rule, beyond the Shkol Bia, Shibavera, any sin, any Bia that's a sin, Havlad Mamzer. No condition can work. So the Shabbat Metatin in the Mishnah, Masnissan, she can answer the Mishnah, the Ein Kedushi Avera, Kedushin, the Kedushi Avera is not a Kedushin, the Ein Biyara Av, Lehesi Bitu L'Mishim Chal L'Biyasai, and he doesn't have the ability to marry her off to anybody that's going to ban her to his Zviya. Eli Amr Rav Samoya, Zafukim Rav Samoya, I see, but the Hoysim Al Chai V'Lav Nekuna, all he's adding is Chai V'Lav Nekuna, but I met you in the middle of the three generations. Sheikhaibi Asay, Baida, Kedushin, Taifsin Leibar, Kedushin Woodwork, Hamid Yadil Asiyah Lahem. He can marry her off to the Mitzvah in Adami. They Mechal and Isim and Truma, they would ban her from Truma and Akuna, could become up. Now, to go have a Tizmer, as a Thrashi, the Ishnud, Lau Shnuyi, you think the answer was an answer to begin with? The time of the race was in the other who? Do you think the reason of the race is because he's in control? Right? He, the Biyadai, the Kabbal Kedusha Mishabalakacha, he has the right to accept Kedushin, but he can't get a divorce. And even by Kedushin, Elam Haigavar Lenishri Lakacha, even if the guy would say, I don't want to marry her, Mimati, would he be able to do it? That can't be the reason of the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah just, the Gemara just destroyed the whole chat. The home shot was it's under his control. He can get it done now. No, he cannot get it done now. He can't get a divorce. Number three, he can't even get it married. Elam Ravashi. So Ravashi says this is shot. Reisha Rachmana Hemne. The Torah believes a person to say that he married off his daughter. So Ravuna. The Amar Ravuna Marav. Minayin Lav Shanem and Lesser's Bitam and Atayra. How do I know a father is believed to ask his daughter from the Torah? Shenemar has biti nasati l'ishasa. The Torah gave the father a right to say he was a kabbal kedushin. L'ish asra hazayitira. By saying to a man, he's banning her to the rest of the world. By saying this man, he's forbidding her to this man. But it's suan hemne rachmana. The Torah believes him to say he married her off. Right? When she's a Nara or a Kana, that's what the Torah is talking about. He walks in and says, I married my daughter off. And we're talking about a girl that's a Nara or a Kana. And he's saying, I married my daughter off. That's what the Torah said of fathers believe. Once she's over 12 and a half, the Torah never gave him the power. And again, it is not because it's B'yadai, nothing. The reason he has the power is because the Torah said, a father is believed to say, I married my daughter off. End of story. It has nothing to do with the ability to get it done. And it's only when she's a Naira or a Ketana. And it's only for marriage, not for saying she's captured. The Torah never gave him that right. And the only reason he's believed to say she got divorced is because since he's believed to say she got married, in the same sentence he can say get married and divorced, that's called Pesha Asar Pesha Hitzer. He's the one that told her she got married. He told her she got divorced. It's included in his power to be believed. He's believed to say anything about her marriage as long as she's a Nara or a Ketana. End of story. The Torah trusts him, not because he can get it done, not because he can get it done now. Nothing to do with that. It's Xeris HaKasav. A father is believed to say, I married my daughter off to a certain person. And therefore, he's believed to say she's a Yeshus Ish. He's believed to say she was and isn't an Yeshus Ish because he could have kept quiet. He didn't have to tell us the whole thing. So by telling it, he's believed. But that's it. Only when she's a Ketana, and only when she's a Nara, and only about marriage, and not about anything else. And therefore, that's why he's believed in the first case, and he's not believed in the next two cases in the Mishnah, because the Torah never gave him that power. The Torah only believed him by the Suan. It did not believe him to say she was captured. Okay, well, tomorrow we'll do the piece of Gemara over again, this last piece. And the Rashi, everybody should have a wonderful day.